you know, whatever. And second comment I want to make is, you mentioned ex-girlfriend there. What happened to the girl you were, like, sleeping with? Is she just dunzo now that you have a new girl at school here?
Oof. Well, I mean...
I'm curious.
We'd throw a pipe bomb in the middle of that.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, see, and that's what's really weird about it, because...
God, he just reminded me of all of my friends from home. Like, if I ever brought a friend for... If I ever brought a... Oh, God. Sorry.
I want to play it again.
You're a
Thanks, Mark.
Whenever I would bring a girl home to Buffalo and she'd meet my friends, regardless of who it was or how long I've been with her, when the first time they see her, they go, "That's not the girl you were with last night." Like, that's the first thing they would all say to kind of make it seem awful and terrible and awkward. So,
I feel
good
bad.
Job, Zito.
Yeah, I feel bad because this girl, you know, this girl that
Have
I
you
was
told
kinda
her?
Seeing at home, no, not yet.
Oh.
Ooh.
But we, I don't, okay, first of all.
She's sitting
you
at
know,
home.
Your golden boy image is taking a hit tonight.
Any
she's sitting
obligations.
At home.
I wasn't with her.
How many times did you bang her over break?
I don't know.
More than 10? More than 10?
No, not more than 10.
More than 5.
Probably.
You probably have obligations.
The ice storm counts double.
Yeah.
Really does.
When you risk your life to have sex,
listen,
it counts more.
I didn't Seriously. Risk my life to have sex.
There was an ice storm. You did.
I wasn't in
oh,
the
there
I-
was
no, no, no.
afterwards.
This was... The ice storm was one
Snow
day.
Snowstorm.
It's fleeting.
I have every intention of telling her. It's just that, you know, I feel bad because I know that when I do tell her, there's going to be, you know, she's going to feel bad and she has a right to. But, you know, on the other side of things, we set out the terms of this long before anything ever went down.
She signed the contract?
Here. Not like, I mean, she verbally signed
not
the contract.
Not terms and conditions.
Like,
the terms and conditions.
She
knew. Here's what I want to know. 20. Do you think she's been hooking up with anyone else at school if she had the chance?
Can I answer that?
I hope so. I know she hooked up with Guaranteed. Guys. I know she hooked up with guys first semester because she told me, and that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, but that was before you were banging.
I'm going to go ahead and say that.
I'm going to say that maybe
I'm
gonna
she say that
probably,
Dangel,
you know what, she probably is.
I'm going to say that Dangel over here probably loosened things up a little bit. I mean, like her morals. And then she went back to...
Once you go for the first time, it's kind of like all bets are off after that.
All bets are off. There's no bother. No bet. It's just like, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, why not? Okay, why?
The problem is, though, and this is probably at least partially my fault, is that I think things got too, you know, too much over break maybe. And
move a little
know,
too fast.
Maybe. Yeah. And as a result, she might be a little more invested than she should have been. And again, she knew
so what you're saying is you really should tell her.
The Dangel.
Have
breaking
every,
hearts
because
and taking
she wants
names.
To, she wants to come up. She wants to come up and visit. And she's still obviously more than welcome to because we're, you know, we're, she's a good friend of mine.
That's
she's
a terrible idea.
Totally
a
bad
friend.
Idea.
Don't do that.
Terrible
think,
idea.
Do, are you really
idea,
thinking you're going to do that and that's going to be okay?
Terrible
like, you really
idea.
Think you're going to tell you're the girl you're with now, like, oh, this girl's because she's sleeping in my place. Everything's fine. We used to bang. Don't worry about
this
it. It's the worst idea ever.
Terrible idea.
Because either you're going to fight with her because you won't have sex with her or you will have sex with her and then you're going to fight with the girl you have here. That's literally, I can't even.
Literally, Matt. Please, Matt, if you could, what would best case scenario be? Best case scenario
Probably
is
not.
She comes, you don't hook up with her, and then your girl here is still kind of pissed.
Best case scenario is there isn't an incident. Whenever that's best case scenario, don't do it. Like, there's no, or actually, I'm sure there's a better best case scenario where everybody gets along wonderfully, and then
right.
God knows
that
what
only
happens
in movies.
And, yeah, and but like, you know that I love socially awkward situations and doing stuff that'll blow up in my face, but even I don't think I would do that.
I mean, yeah, I do have to tell her at some point. I do, and I feel terrible about it just because she's a close friend of mine, and I really do care about her. This girl at home, it's just that there's the distance thing.
Well, back to her visiting. Are you really gonna have her visit?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to her about that.
It shouldn't be I don't know. It should be no under no circumstances. No,
it's probably a bad idea now that I think about it.
It's the baddest of ideas.
How do you think, like the girl you're with now? How do you think she would respond if you told her this girl's coming?
You know,
she's cool. She trusts me. We're yeah. I get it. But seriously, what do you think her real reaction would be?
I honestly don't know. I haven't. You know, I don't know how she would respond. I'd like to think that she would understand that she's, you know, just a friend. But
do you
want to
go through this real quick?
At the same time, no. But at the same time,
can I role play?
This girl.
No, we're gonna role play.
No. At the same time, this girl knows that I have a history with the girl from back home. So in that sense, she probably wouldn't be thrilled.
Let's do this.
That'd be like her ex-boyfriend who goes to school at Northeastern coming up here.
I'll be the current girl.
And now another story from the life of Matt, Dangel, and Tony.
God, I hate my life.
I'll be the girl. What's her? What's can we say?
Well, I don't think. Yeah,
let's make her name Monica.
All right, I'm Monica.
Fine,
hi,
Monica.
How you doing? You're Matt still.
Okay, cool.
So you're going to explain to me, Matt, you're going to explain to Monica that who's coming up for the weekend?
Molly.
Molly. Could we, I mean, Monica Molly. June. Joan.
I'm sorry, but
Maud.
Mark will positively attest. I can't say Joan. I just can't say Joan. And
Stacey.
Mark knows why.
I just get
bad images.
Yeah.
Stacy,
I can do.
Okay.
Stacy, right.
I bet you can. Okay, come on.
All right. What am I doing? Let's get this going here.
You're telling me, Monica. Come on.
Right. Okay. So you know Molly, right? I've told you about Molly, my friend.
Her name was Stacy.
I mean, Stacey.
Jesus Christ. Can we just pick some friggin' names here and get going?
So you know Stacy, right? Stacy, the girl who I was, you know, kind of sort of seeing from home.
Yes.
You mean the guy? Wait a minute. Do you mean the girl that you were like?
Okay, she doesn't talk like that.
I don't
that.
Care. It doesn't matter. And this isn't the girl. This Monica.
I didn't know you were dating
Monica.
Crystal
doesn't
Palin.
Talk like that either.
Well, get used to it.
She talks to it in this situation, man.
Hang on. Now she does. Okay. Wait a minute. Hang on. You mean the girl that you were like sleeping with all over break that you were telling me about?
I didn't really. Yeah.
That one.
That girl.
The girl you were just like sleeping with like last month.
If you want to put it that way,
like literally, like seriously, it's like what is that, like the 17th?
I'm
so like
sure
literally,
is...
like wait a minute, wait, I'm not done. Literally, like 3 or 4 like weeks ago, you were inside this girl.
That is the worst portrayal of Monica ever. But no, I think I get the point. You're right.
No, we're not
what?
Done.
No, because this is completely unrealistic.
I
want to
hear you talk.
Ring. Wait, your phone's ringing. It's the girl from New Hampshire. You should pick up. Pick up the phone. Ring. Ring.
See, now I just
ring,
don't understand what's going on anymore.
Ring.
We're talking.
Ring.
Monica, Matt, and your phone's ringing. Answer your phone.
Ring.
Answer your phone.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No,
answer
your phone.
This is asinine.
Answer your phone.
Hello?
Hey, Matt. I'm so
excited. See, Mark just wanted to be a part of this because he felt left out.
I'm so excited to come see you. You know,
Is that that bitch?
I had such a good time over break. Matt, are you listening? Who's that in the background?
Is that that bitch?
Matt, who's that?
Give me your phone.
Who's talking?
Give me
is
your
that
phone.
A girl? Are you with a girl?
Give me your phone.
Who is that?
Give me your phone.
Who is that, Matt?
Right now.
Seriously, who the F are you with?
Give me your
you
phone.
You guys are good at being women.
I thought we were, Matt.
Hello?
I had such a good time.
Hello? Who's this? Who's this?
No, who's this?
Who's this?
Bitch, you tell me.
No, bitch, you tell me who this is.
You're talking about Matt. Who is this?
This is, let's see. You're calling him and I'm here with him, so who the hell are you?
Oh, excuse me. Put Matt back on the phone.
I will not.
I'm not going to deal with this.
Sorry. Sorry.
How long do we let this go?
I don't know. Because did you have an out for this? I don't really
know. I was just going to be... It was going to basically be like, well, I'll kick you in the vagina. Like, I don't know what girls say to each other.
I was going
to
call you a C, and then we're going to
get... we're going to get off the air.
Yeah, probably. But,
yeah, but no, but Matt, like, seriously, like, what is...
Can I turn my mic back on now?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Well, I thought it was kind of fun.
See, look, he gets a little tense.
It was a little fun.
You quite finished?
I was,
tense. You quite finished?
Okay.
You sure?
I'm
I just want to make sure there's no, you know...
Oh, will you just finish?
I want to make sure that... Well, I don't know what to finish.
What you were okay? Best case scenario.
See, there probably isn't really a best case scenario, and I see. I'm still kind of just working this whole thing out because it's complicated. Because we, you know, the girl back home and I were never a thing.
You can be friends with the girl back home without.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We could absolutely. It wasn't just predicated on sex.
Right.
Like,
I'm just gonna go out and say this.
Because you know what I found? When you introduce sex into a relationship and then try to stop having it, everything always goes absolutely fine. So that's cool.
I'm just gonna say that I'm gonna say the best move is probably a little bit more time. Probably. Like if she's gonna come up and visit.
How often do you text her do you talk to her during a week? Still,
I don't really text her at all.
It's pretty much gone down to nothing at this point.
Well, it's not that it has. I mean, I'll get a text from her occasionally, and
do you respond?
Yeah, I do.
What are the texts like? What do they say?
They range. Sometimes
put it in me, Matthew.
Sometimes she asks me what I'm doing.
What I'm wearing.
Who I'm doing?
he's gonna get an example.
Sometimes she asks me what I'm up to, and sometimes I get text messages like this from her.
Oh god, no wait, I want it. What is it?
I kept it because it was really sweet.
She's
a good friend.
Oh my god. I'm not allowed to read this. Right?
No, you're not allowed to read that.
Can I see it?
Yeah, he can see it. And sometimes I get text messages like that are really sweet. And
Dude, she cannot come up here.
It'd probably be bad.
No, that's
it'd probably be bad.
Are you on friggin' crack?
It'll like, probably be bad.
Yeah, probably.
I do need to tell her though, because dude, I already feel bad that I haven't mentioned anything yet.
Dude, I'm 30. I'm just gonna say that ahead of time. I'm 30. It'd be bad. Okay, like I'm just going with pure experience based. I can't say anything.
I mean, just wouldn't be. What's your like?
It wouldn't be advisable at all.
It definitely wouldn't be. I think, and I mean, that's okay. I think it's.
And I'm really excited about what could be between the girl who I'm kind of seeing now. So
yeah,
I wouldn't want to jeopardize that. And like I've said before, the girl back home, whether she will want to admit it or not, when we actually talk. Knew the terms of our.
She knew the terms and conditions.
She did.
She clicked. I agree.
She did click. I agree.
And then she installed.
She checked the box and then she installed. And then we put in the USB drive. We inserted the USB drive.
By the way, I want to tell you guys. I want to just tell you a quick story. I just got a text from a girl that said, "There were no chocolates!" Exclamation point. Ha ha ha.
There were no chocolates.
Yeah. Oh man.
Come on.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue. I apologize.
I don't really know what I was going to say. I guess I'm just, I feel bad because I haven't told her yet, and I've been, trying to work on mustering up the courage to call her up and
don't worry about
it. To her. No, I do worry about it because she deserves to know.
She does, but she deserves.
I owe it to her to tell her.
Time out. She deserves to know, but on some level, she deserves to know on her own terms. You know what I mean? Like, she deserves to be able to ask. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she might not. She might be in a blissful. Seriously, no, honestly. I think she might be in one of those, like, blissfully ignorant places where she might know what's going on with you, but she doesn't want to. She doesn't. She's going to muster up the courage to ask.
I just, the only thing is that I think she might have. Because I was on a wicked cold streak first semester. I asked out, like, three different girls, and none of them ever responded to me.
Okay.
And so I think when we talked over winter break, I think she kind of got the idea that I wasn't having any luck and that I wasn't, going to be seeing anybody else. And
so were you like a puppy?
I had put the girl that I'm seeing now out of my head because she had a boyfriend of 2 years at the time and she had talked about moving in with him. And I was like, okay, I had never shot at this anyway, so it doesn't matter. But then it kind of turned around and now things are different. So I feel like I owe it to her at least to mention it. But I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, I'm breaking my my rule here. I'm going to play a song. This is Billy Joel. I'm playing this off YouTube. But this is it's called Tell Her About It by Billy Joel.
Now, right here on our stage,
Ed Sullivan.
BJ and the Affordables.
Away. I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you